You know, when there's normally 3,500 to 5,000 people a day, if not more, on Front Street, when they're not there, it was pretty prevalent that we had a real big problem with the unsheltered community. It was so easy to turn a blind eye when there's that many people on the street, but when it was only them, we quickly realized, what were they going to do?
Right.
I mean, we were so busy worrying about ourselves, what we were going to do for food, what we were going to do for money, that it just dawned on me and Steve that they had nothing. They had nobody giving them handouts, nobody giving them any more to-go food or anything like that.
That is so selfless because, you know, I mean, everybody thinks of themselves, like, what am I going to do? But it takes a special person to recognize that there are a lot of others that need help. Do you both work in the visitor industry, the hospitality industry, normally?
Yes, we're both in the hospitality industry.
Okay, are you back at work now?
I currently am back at work at the Westin Resort in Kanapali.
Oh, I just stayed there. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Steve is still without work.
Oh, okay.
Now, besides feeding the hungry, you guys are also raising the awareness about food waste, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, we've partnered with a few organizations, one of which is called Common Ground Collective. They're amazing. They have an amazing initiative to not only cut back on the food waste on the island, but also to incorporate the old Hawaiian culture into that as well.
Cool.
And partnering with them, we got a bigger glimpse of how much food is actually going to waste on the island, and we're really trying to tap into those resources and harvest the trees that aren't being harvested, that are just the people that are just letting the fruits hit the ground and go to waste. All the grocery stores that throw away hundreds and hundreds of pounds of produce every single week
that they don't sell.
This whole 9 months has been a massive learning curve for us.
Everyone.
It's been an amazing experience. So
how can we help you? How can people in the community help what you guys are doing?
Really just raising awareness, awareness of the unsheltered population that we have, helping out. Anyone's welcome to volunteer with us, either through our kitchen, which would be prepping our meals, or helping out in some of the gardens or farms. Starting up their own garden boxes, I mean, that was something that Steve here was really passionate about at the beginning of this pandemic as well, was, you know, us going back to starting our own gardens and cultivating our own food. We've come so reliant on stopping by the grocery store for all of our fruits and veggies and herbs and spices when we all could be doing that ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least to some extent, maybe not a whole farm or a big full acre garden, but even just a starter box outside on your lanai.
Cool.
But yeah, really it's, you know, with our organization, I mean, we are strictly volunteer-based. We are not a nonprofit, so we don't get any government help or county help or anything. We have a GoFundMe account set up that is basically a win-win for local businesses. Any monetary donations donated through us, through the GoFundMe, will actually be used to buy local produce from any one of the 60 farms here on Maui.
Is that under Hungry Homeless? The whole GoFundMe, is that under Hungry Homeless Heroes?
Yes, the GoFundMe is under Hungry Homeless Heroes.
Cool.
Hawaii. And so that local produce will be donated to us. So really it's a win-win for us and for local businesses, because you know, that money will be used to buy the local produce through them.
One more question for you. So where is the kitchen that you guys work out of, and where can people go if they're hungry?
We are at Holly Cow Cow at St. Teresa's Church in Kihei every single day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All righty. Thank you guys for what you're doing. Will you just give one message out to everyone? If you could just give one, what would it be?
My mom had this saying, this quote above her dining room table. It went, "If you have more than you need, build a longer table, not a higher fence." And I really, really think, I really know that we can build a table big enough for everybody.
Yeah, all right. Steve Calkins and Brad Kukrals from Hungry Homeless Heroes Hawaii. Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
This week's Hometown Heroes.
So, you're working part-time in the office, part-time at home, part-time in the corner cafe? Anywhere you call the office, rely on Office Depot Office Max to deliver full-time work solutions to keep business going. From copying and printing to furniture, laptops, and 24/7 remote tech support to even wipes.